Welcome to the Anything Can Happen podcast by Kalia Awo. In this podcast, we will be talking about the book that I recently read called Unwind by Neil Shuster. We're going to be talking about the history of the book, what went on in the book, how it relates to us, my overall review of the book, how I felt about the book, and etc. My initial thoughts on this book were pretty confusing in the beginning because the book is written in third person omniscient. I was really confused on how the point of views kept changing in the beginning. As in, it would start with like Connor and then switch in the middle of Connor's thoughts to Rissa and then switch in the middle to Lev. But soon after they met up, it made more sense. I was grateful for the point of view that I was in. I was grateful for all the different point of views because it helped me understand the book better. I feel as if the story wouldn't be able to be told well in one point of view. Hearing how each character felt about what was going on around them and how they felt about each other's actions and what they wanted to do, what they were going to do, what was going on in the past, present, and the future really helped me follow the story better. So, I believe that the theme of this book is heavily focused on injustice in the government and inequality in society. This shows the future of the United States in a less dramatic way than people may believe, because I know when people read this book, they think it's so crazy that any of this stuff could ever happen, like it's so disturbing, but believe it or not, I think we're pretty close to this. I think that we came close to this literally 2 years ago. To kind of go off script a little bit, like 2 years ago, we were just talking about how there were going to be no abortion laws in certain countries in the South. And I believe Texas was one of the states that they were talking about it heavily in. Women not being allowed to have abortions, yada, yada, yada. And that kind of spoke to me with this book. In this book, they're allowed to store babies on different doors and people are allowed to give the babies to foster homes. And the act of storking is giving a baby away once it's given birth to. Like the law that we have in the U.S. where you're allowed to give away a kid if you don't feel like you're fit to be a parent and you can just drop it off in front of the fire department. That's kind of what they do here, except in front of other people's houses. And the person that the baby was storked to can choose to keep the baby or to give the baby away. And yeah, to get back to my point, I believe that the U.S. is not far off of what this book was talking about. I believe that we can get so deep into our own opinions and we forget that our opinions aren't the only opinions that matter and that other people may feel differently, that we just, you know, like we just throw everything, all of our morality away and decide to be content with something that we're not content with. The main characters of this book are Connor, Rissa, and Lev, as I mentioned before. In this book, the government has a system where children, everyone under the age of 18, has the option of their parents being able to unwind, quote-unquote. Unwinding is where you are taken and your body is dissected, taken apart for other people to use you. For example, if someone loses an arm and needs one, they could schedule and pay for an unwind's old arm. Connor, Rissa, and Lev spend the whole book trying to escape and stay hidden from people that would want them unwound. So their parents, they both have three different stories, really. Connor was unwound by his parents. Lev was unwound by his parents. But he, in the beginning, believed that the unwinding was supposed to happen because he is Jewish. And then Rissa was just a ward of the state. She was a kid that was storked when she was little and that ended up being taken to a foster home, as I mentioned before. The conflict in this book was the act of being unwound. Mainly the conflict were the laws set in place for children to be unwound if their parents decide that their lives don't matter anymore. Children, Connor, Rissa, and Lev struggle to escape and not be found throughout the entirety of this book. I just first wanted to get in to who the author is. Neil Shusterman made this book in 2007, which is ironic because there was a huge commotion 2 years ago about women not being able to choose what they wanted to do with their bodies, abortion-wise. Which was like he was telling the future in this book, which is why it's ironic. I think that this book is more real than people may want to believe while reading. Neil Shusterman. This book is the first book of a four-book series. He grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and began writing from a young age. Unwind, once again, was written in 2007. The second book, Unholy, was written in 2012. The third book, Unsold, was written and published in 2013. And the final book, Undivided, in the series was published in 2014. So Unwinded is the first book of a four-book series. And the last book was Undivided. And I rated this book in five sections. The first section meaning, well, the first section being clarity, like how easy was it for me to understand the book? And I gave that a four simply because in the beginning I told you about the little mishap with the different point of views. But as you keep reading the book, it gets better. So a four would suffice, but I would give it a five. But being on the being the devil's advocate, I'm gonna give it a four. The second thing that I chose was to rate the plot, and I love the plot. I give that a five. The third thing that I chose to rate was the ending, because you know how books end with horrible things, guys. I believe that the book ended amazingly, and I felt like the book gave me everything that I needed to know. So the third rating, which was the ending, was a five for me, and the fourth was the book overall, and I give that a five. I love the book. I'm gonna continue reading the series. I feel like you should check it out. I would totally recommend this book, and I'm not just saying it for no reason at all. But I'm glad that we covered the conflicts in this podcast, the theme, the style, or the point of view of the book. I'm glad that we covered who Neil Shusterman was as a person. I'm glad that we covered the main characters, and I'm glad that you guys could hear about this book, and I'm glad that I got to recommend you guys these books. So thank you guys so much, and don't forget to check out the sponsor that I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast. They are a really good product. You should go check them out. And Kalia Awo is out. Thank you guys so much for listening.